Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. On those stage, on those city, the sunshine stage. What are you? Praise the Lord. All our brothers and sisters online, in every stage in our country, every nation in Africa, and all the countries and nations beyond Africa, I welcome everyone tonight, and you will possess your possession. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you tonight because we know you are here with us. You know everyone. You know every need. And I pray your mighty touch of transforming power, triumphant power, will come upon every life tonight in Jesus' name. For joy everlasting in every mouth, in every heart, in every life. Bless everyone tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. God has blessed you already. You'll see the manifestation. Thank you. God bless you. Sit down. Tonight, I'm bringing the word from Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. As you look at that verse, the Lord packaged everything into that verse. And the last line says, the house of Jacob actually is talking about all the people of God. The people that come to the Lord through Christ, and they become the household of faith. And he refers to them as the house of Jacob. Jacob is Israel, the house of Israel. And Israel are the covenant people of God. And he says, everyone that comes into that same covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that one, you will possess your possession. Yeah. Number two, you will have deliverance. Yeah. Deliverance from everything that attacks or oppresses your life. And then it says, there shall be holiness. Let me have an amen there. The very nature of God. Heaven is holy. God is holy. That Bible you hold in your hand is the Holy Bible. And then any place we are and we're gathered together to receive from the Lord is holy ground. If the heaven is holy and the people of God also, they will be holy. There will be holiness in your heart, in your life, in your character, everywhere you go, in Jesus' name. Today, I'm talking to you from that verse on the treasured possession of the true sons of God. The treasured possessions, the possessions with value, with treasure, we embrace and we hold on to. For all the true sons and daughters and children of God. Man is not just the body. Man has a soul. Man has a spirit. If all we have is healing of the body, and then the soul is famished, and the spirit is empty, and the spirit cannot follow the way of the Lord, we have not got enough. But the Lord will satisfy you tonight. Yeah. With everything, the whole package, he has for you. The treasured possession of true sons of God. We're looking at three things here. Number one, the birth of pardoned sons into the heavenly family. How do you become true sons of God? How do you become a person that God will look at and say, that's my son, that's my daughter, that's my child? And then the possession you ought to have, he gives to you, is by being born into the family of God. Not the natural birth, not the one you are that you remember. I remember my birthday. I celebrate my birthday. This one is the spiritual birth of pardoned sons into the heavenly family. Number two here will be the beauty of purified souls in a hopeful fellowship. It brings you to the fellowship with himself and fellowship with all the other sons and daughters, fellowship with clean people, clear people, fellowship with the people that will help you and they will move you on to the place God has for you. The beauty of purified souls in a hopeful fellowship. Number three is the bond, the link that gets you together with the Lord Almighty, an unbroken union, a stable union, a permanent union with the Lord, the bond of peculiar status. He gives you his peculiar status when you come to the Lord with the Heavenly Father. You come and you have a peculiar link, a peculiar association, a peculiar union with the Heavenly Father. The bond of peculiar status with the Heavenly Father. Let's look at number one here. Number one is the birth of pardoned sons into the heavenly family. How? You will become a member, the subject of the kingdom of God. We're looking at John chapter 3, verse 3. Here are the words of Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, truly, truly, assuredly, assuredly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he's been born once, he needs to be born again. He's been born in the natural. He needs to be born in the spiritual. Except a man be born again, he has a natural, normal birthday. But now, except he has another birthday, that a spirit, a soul, his inner man, his personality is reborn. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot be part of the family of God except he's born again. He may be religious. He may be a philanthropic person. He may be a good-natured person. He may be churning out and giving out the milk of human gentleness and goodness. But whatever he has, however he is, no matter how people say, it's a good man, it's a great man, it's a good woman, it's a great woman, except that man, that woman, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, Jesus answered, verily, verily. Whenever Jesus said that, verily, verily, it means nothing can change that statement. And no one can change that statement. And that statement of God that is settled forever in heaven. He will not change it for you. It's not going to play favoritism and say, okay, you are not born again, but I look at this other factor and this other factor. Okay, you can come in. Never, never. Whenever you said, verily, verily, it's peremptory. It is final. It is the voice of heaven talking. It says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, the word of God, and of the Spirit, that the Spirit of God takes hold of his life. Except that happens, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I pray today will be your day. You will come into that kingdom. How does that happen? Well, you know, when a child is to be born, the father is involved before the child is even conceived. The mother is involved, and then the child also has to come out. If the child says, Mommy, I enjoy where I am in the cool of my environment and situation. I don't want to, I hear my mothers who have been born, there is something there they call air, they call rain, they call sunshine. I don't want any of those things. I'm not used to. I want to remain inside here. That child will not be born, but the child doesn't have that choice. Now, in being born again, the father has a part. It's the God of our salvation. In being born again, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, has a part. He is the one that died for us. In being born again, the Holy Ghost has a part. He is born of the Spirit. And then you have your part. You have your part. You need to come to a decision that I want to be born again. I want to be a part of the kingdom of God. I want to be in the family of God. Your decision matters. Look at this now in Isaiah chapter 55. I'm reading from verse 6. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. That's your part right there. And with your heart, with your mind, with your conviction, you have to say, I must be born again. I will be born again. And you seek the Lord while he may be found. You call upon him while he is near. At this time, when the message of salvation, the message of being born again is coming. This is the time you have to decide, nothing will stop me. I seek the Lord. How do we seek the Lord? Look at verse 7. In verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way. The time of being born again is not a time of argument. I am good. I'm not so bad. I'm better than him. I'm better than her. I've never killed, I've never done this, I've never done that. Only take a little cigarette sometimes when I'm fagged out and tired, and to build up myself, I only take, you know, this and that. When I want to feel that extraordinary courage I need, I'm getting before people. That's all I do, whoever we are. There's no point of argument. I'm good, I'm bad, I'm this, I'm that. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. You are coming today. You are returning today. All those wilderness journeys we have gone on, all those gangs we have joined ourselves to, and all those bad character habits that we have manifested, today we return. Anybody there? The Lord will receive you. He'll look at your past. He'll forgive you. He'll change your life because you return. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Anybody waiting for the mercy of God there? Mercy has come. Freedom has come. Forgiveness has come. Grace has come. It says he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will pardon you. I said he will pardon you. Then he's going to do something. He's going to do something. He has a family book where he records the names of all his children. And then he puts the date of spiritual birth for every child in that book, the family book. Is that book is in heaven. But then as you take your place here and you decide here, your name will enter into that heavenly book. I'm talking to somebody there. Online, you are there. Get ready. The Lord is holding his pen right now. And he's looking at you wherever you are. He sees all. He knows all. And he will take your life, write your name, on the book, in the book of life. You tell the Lord today, as you are seeking the Lord, and you are telling the Lord, oh Lord, here I am. I seek you. I return unto you. I want you in my life. You will write your name in that book. Look at Luke chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 20. Luke chapter 10. Verse 20, it says, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. What's Christ saying there? The people had come back and they had said, in your name we had the victory. We had the deliverance. Maybe you are saying, praise the Lord, I prayed, I got certificate. Great. But that certificate will not go beyond the day of death. That certificate cannot take you to heaven. Praise the Lord, I got this property. I got that property. Praise the Lord for that. That landed property and that building will not take you to heaven. Praise the Lord, I got this blessing. I got that blessing. Yes, praise the Lord, but that physical blessing, that normal, natural blessing cannot take you to heaven. So he said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Christ confirmed that when someone has repented and someone has become born again, that his name is written in the book of life in heaven. When you give your life to the Lord tonight and say, yes, Lord, I come, I turn away from every evil and from every sin and from everything I've been taking pride in, but now I come and seek the Lord. As you seek the Lord and you find him tonight, he'll write your name in the book of life in heaven. Amen. Amen. For you, amen. As you are responding tonight, amen. Now, when you come into the kingdom, look at point number two now. Point number two. Now, we come to the Lord. We're born again. We're born spiritually, and now we belong to the Lord. I've heard many times, a child is moving, walking, and somebody says, come, are you the son of Mr. So-and-so? He says, yes. And then the fellow asks, how do you know that I'm the son of so-and-so? I've never met you, but I've seen, I know your father, I know the way he moves. Even from the back, I can recognize your father. And the way you are just like your father. And that's the identification mark of the people who have been born by the Father, by the Spirit, into the family of God. There is that characteristic of God himself. He claims, and we know he has the characteristic. And the angels, they sing and they shout of that characteristic of God. And everybody knows here and there and everywhere that this is the universal, indelible, constant, eternal characteristic of God. God is holy. And when you come and you are now in the kingdom and you belong to this God of heaven, that characteristic will come upon your life. You suddenly become conscious of the holy character, the holy manner, and the holy inward life of the believer, of a real child of God. The beauty of purified souls in a hopeful fellowship. We're looking at Psalm 29, verse 2. In Psalm 29, verse 2, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. You come to the Lord and he gives you, look at that child I spoke about walking, and somebody said, you are like your father. You talk like your father. Your voice, your look, and your standing, your stamina, and your walking, everything is like that of your father. That child did not manufacture that. That child is not just copying the father. He has the genes of the father. Of course, of the mother. He has what he was born with, and as he's growing, you can tell that this child has the marks of the father. As you come to the Lord, it changes your life, it turns your life around, and as you talk, as you live, as you move, as you behave, he has transferred its nature into your life. And now as you worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Look at Acts chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 37. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then in verse 38, it says, then Peter said unto them, repent, turn around, turn around. You have not been living like the child of the father. It's like you've been living like the child of another father. Look at your father. Look at his position. Look at his personality. Look at his peculiarity. You want to be a good son? Turn around and forsake all that you are copying from other fathers and turn to your father and allow the mark, the characteristic of your father to come out in you. It says, repent and be baptized, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, for the removal, for the cleansing, for the blotting out of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. It's waiting for you. As you come, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the grace of the Holy Ghost, and the goodness of the Holy Ghost, that it will infuse, impart, inject into your life, that you will never be the same again. I will never be the same again. And look at verse 40. In verse 40, it tells us, it says, And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself, rescue yourself, come out yourself from this untoward generation. And then in verse 41, we're told of what they did, because they wanted the new birth. They wanted to become members of the family of God. And in verse 41, then they that gladly received his word. Underline that word gladly in your Bible. He didn't say, I don't think I want to drop all the kind of violence in my hand. I don't think I want to drop all those charms. I don't think I want to drop all this bad behavior. No, they said, what a great privilege and what a great chance for us that we're going to become the sons of God, members of the family of God. We wanted to in the past, we didn't know how. Now we know how, and gladly they received this word, and they were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them. One evening, they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They counted them. Heaven counted them. The angels will count you as part of that today. And God will say, welcome. He will count you. You have come. She has come. He has come. God will count. Christ will count. And he will say, look at what Calvary has done. Look at what the sacrifice of my blood has done. And then we who are here will be so happy with you. We'll say, 1, 2, 3, your hand up there. That's 4, that's 5, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Come into the Lord. Heaven will count you as part of the number. And then it tells us in verse 42, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You know what that means? They didn't continue in their past life of darkness. They didn't go back to the past life of gangsterism. They didn't go back to the past life of evildoers. Their fellowship changed. They broke the fellowship from the people of darkness, and they broke their fellowship from those who have been walking in darkness, and they now continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. That's what will happen to you. You come in and you stay in. You repent and your life is renewed, and things will never be the same anymore in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 14. Now we come to the Lord. What do we do? Are we going to keep on drinking the gutter water that we're drinking before, giving us stomach problem after we come to the Lord? Are we going to continue breaking bottles and, shooking or stabbing other people? Are we going to continue in that life? Now we come to the Father, and we come to Jesus slowly, and he's meek. We come to Jesus who is gentle unto all men. We come to Jesus who never fights anyone, who helps everybody. And he went about doing good. Who are we going to resemble now that we come out of the gang and come out of our evil and come out of every evil and bad thing we've done in the past? Look at this, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former laws in your ignorance. Look at verse 15. But as he which has called you. God is calling you. I say God is calling you. It's just using my voice as the microphone, loudspeaker, whatever, as the channel to bring his call unto you. How many of you believe God is calling you tonight? Where are you? Amen. Will you answer the call? Will you come to the Lord? He knows you and he counts you special. There are many people roaming out, roaming about all over the world, and they're not hearing the call, but you in particular. The Lord looks at the record and he looks at your life, and he said he wanted to make somebody good, great, gracious, glorious out of you. And then you've been here and there, and now he catches your attention and he's saying, I am calling you. And it says, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Lord, I will be. Lord, I will be. Understand, understand. We come to the crusade. We've been following the ways of darkness before we came. If after the crusade, we go back to the ways of darkness, then the crusade has no value in our lives. The reason he brought us and the reason he's speaking to us is because he values your life. It values your future. It values what it will make out of you. And he said, I'm calling you. And as he who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Then in verse 16, it says, because it is written. He wants your life to follow that which is written. He doesn't want you to follow the jungle constitution, the things that are not written, that jungle people, ruffians, they just do, and they do not follow a written pattern. He wants your life to become regulated by his own constitution, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. He will do it in your life. He'll put his own mark, his own genes, he'll put in your life. You'll become totally different in Jesus' name. And to heaven, your life will be beautiful. Say, my life will be beautiful. No evil, no transgression, no iniquity, no bad habit. The Lord takes you and he blots out all your sin, and he washes you and he cleanses you. And heaven looks at you and heaven says, that is beautiful. That will be your life from tonight in Jesus' name. I'm coming to number three now. Look at number three, the bond of peculiar status with the Heavenly Father. The bond, the tie, the fellowship, the union of peculiar status with the Heavenly Father. It tells us in Ezekiel chapter 20, and I'm reading here from verse 37. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 37, and I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. What the Lord is saying is, the shepherds those days, they had a rod, every shepherd. And then as they're counting their sheep, they stretch out the rod. And with the rod, they're counting 1, 2, 3. And those who pass under the rod, they belong to him. That's what the Lord is saying here. He's saying, I will act like a shepherd. And then as your pastor said, yes, I know that one. That's my son. I know that one. That's my daughter. And you, where are you there? I say, where are you there? As your pastor, he'll say, that is my peculiar son. As your pastor say, that's my peculiar daughter. And it brings you to a bunch of fellowship with the Heavenly Father. Something will happen. Can I tell you? I say, can I tell you? Isaiah chapter 58, I'm reading from verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8, then shall that light break forth as the morning. Everything that clouded your future, and clouded your destiny. Everything that covered you up, and whoever did the covering, they don't want to see your star shining. All that cover, the Lord will take away. My friend, you will shine. My daughter there, you will shine. Son, you will shine. Everything that tried to cover you. And then nobody is hearing of you. And how many years do you have left? This country will hear about you. Your world will hear about you. Because your light will break forth as the morning. My light will break forth as the morning. Hey, look at the next line there. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. Amen. That amen is slow. Amen. You know, our pastor, one of our pastors used to say, as long as your amen, so with your miracle be very strong and very prolonged. You got it tonight. And the Lord make it permanent in your life in Jesus' name. That's okay. You've got it now. That's all right. It says then thy light will break forth as the morning. As the morning. As the morning. Every time we wake up in the morning and we come out and we look at the horizon, nothing in this world, nothing in this life, nothing from anywhere could ever block the rising of the sun. As sure, as eternal as the rising of the sun is, that's how your light will break forth at the morning. And your health, total deliverance, complete healing. Nothing like sickness or disease in any part of your body. And thy health shall shine forth speedily. Hold on to that verse. I'll continue. I want to show you people like you, like me, young, old, men, women, when they heard that the light will spring forth speedily, they held onto that and it happened. I said it happened. As it happened to them, it will happen to you. There is one Christiana healed of chronic ulcer. And she wasn't even at the Alpha location. She was online. Online, brothers and sisters, today, tonight, your health will break forth. Alpha location, brothers and sisters, I bring Christiana to you. She wants to talk to you about how she got a healing. And that will tell you how your own healing and health will spring forth in Jesus' name. Christiana, thank you. Speak to us.
I am an usher patient for the years I cannot remember. But I remember vividly that in 2015, I was admitted over this sickness. But to God be the glory. On 2022, one of our sisters in office invited me to the Global Crusade. But I told her I can't attend. But she said I could join online. So I subscribed to YouTube, Deeper Life Christian Ministry online. So on that very day, after Daddy Kumuyi ministration, during the healing period, he mentioned my case, that we should lay our hand wherever we have any ailments. So I lay my hand over my abdomen, on top of my abdomen. So he mentioned my case that usher patients should leave the patient, but I give the glory to the Almighty God. Since that night, the usher have vanished. No usher again. I can now eat anything I want to eat. So I give glory to the Almighty God. Baba Kumuyi, God bless you for us.
Amen. I transfer that miracle to you right there. Now, as he's doing it for fathers, mothers, he's doing it for even babies. And I bring a baby Moses before you now, and I want you to hear very well what is said about baby Moses, the miracle that happened, just to inform you, just to confirm, your own miracle night is tonight. Listen, embrace, believe, and it's yours.
My name is Bukola Moses. This my baby you are looking at. Used to cry and struggling for hours. He has a serious and chronic stomach problem. But when Daddy Kumi come down to Ilorin for the Global Crusade, I happened to be there the first day, second day, third day. I could not come because of the problem. The last day, which is on Tuesday, I was preparing to come. This stomach problem come up again. Seriously, in fact, the illness is serious that I cannot control. I've gone for medical treatment. Even people around me, my neighbors, try to bring out apps for the boy to use. But this, it cannot solve the problem. But that last day, I was like, I don't know what to do. I lose control. When I got to this crusade, the baby was still crying, struggling with the stomach. But there, when Pastor Kumuyi prayed, I laid my hand upon the baby's stomach and upon his head. Then, from then, we round up the program. I go home. Since the last day of the crusade, my baby has received his healing. You can see that he's smiling. He's joy, anything. He can play to anything. He's no longer crying anymore since that time. He has had his victory and he has his testimony. You can see him playing, laughing, and in fact, the joy is there for him. Glory be to Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Crying and crying has stopped in your life. Suffering and suffering tonight has stopped in your life. I used this, I used that, I went there, I went everywhere. I couldn't get myself. You will get yourself tonight. Look at that verse I was reading, because this is your verse. It is mine. It is mine. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. There will be no go slow. There will be no hold up. There will be no delay. It's coming to you tonight. You will catch it in Jesus' name. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy rear watch. You'll possess your possession. Salvation today. Healing today. And the nature of God, which is the nature of holiness, in your heart, in your life, from tonight, in Jesus' name. Speedily. Everybody shout speedily. How will your salvation come? How will your healing come? I will your deliverance come. I will holiness enter and penetrate in your life. I will your possession. The children and the sons and the daughters of Jacob shall possess their possession. How will that possession come? This is your time. Heads bowed and eyes closed. A great moment, a moment of decision in your life, that this forgiveness and this salvation and this new birth will happen right now, speedily. Heads bowed, eyes closed. If you want this cleansing of life, cleansing of heart, and all your sins you've ever committed to be blotted out, and you want to have birth into the kingdom, into the family of God, that God will write your name in the book of life. Wherever you are, raise up your hand. God bless you there. Wonderful. God bless you there. God bless you there. As you are raising up your hand over here, on the radio, on the television, online, anywhere you are, any part of the world, the Lord sees you now. And he wants you to identify yourself. As you are raising up your hand, you stand up for that salvation now. Greater than certificates you've got, greater than any property you've got, greater than anything you can lay hold on as yours here on earth. So raise up your hand and stand up and tell the Lord, Lord, I want to come into the kingdom. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake their evil ways, and let the righteous man forsake all his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and the Lord will abundantly pardon, and the Lord will forgive and will save you. Stand up right now. You want that salvation. You want that change of life. You want that nature of God to be transferred into your life. God bless you as you are standing. I'm going to pray with you now, and speedily it will happen at the name, at the mention of the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name tonight. You have said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that whosoever comes to you, for no reason will you cast them away. All these have come here at the Alpha location and online, and they have genuinely turned away from all the characteristics of the evil personalities, and they have come unto you. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Blot out all their transgressions in Jesus' name. Give them new life. Joy of salvation and the victory of salvation, that in the grace of God they will go forth and live like children of God in Jesus' name. Confirm it, O Lord, in every life. Thank you. We know that speedily that forgiveness has come. Speedily that salvation has come. Let there be that joy and that confirmation of the Spirit in every heart right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord, it has happened. You remain standing, our counselors are there, and we'll call on our minister to help us during this counseling period. After that, we'll be coming back, and your health, your healing will spring forth speedily. Amen.
Let our counselors please go around very quickly. Help us to write down the names of the people, fill the form. And if you know how to write yourself, write clearly. Collect the Salvation has come to you speedily tonight. And by the grace of God, that power of that salvation is right there with you. In the presence of the Almighty God, tonight, for the decision you have taken, you are very, very important in the sight of God. Write down your names very quickly, joyfully, because you have become part of the member of the family of God. I want to say, if you are watching on online, and you just gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, we welcome you to the family of God. Visit the link showing on the screen and then fill the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening via radio or television, and you just gave your life to Christ, once again, I welcome you. Send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to this number, +34 91 54 44 92 63. I come again. +234 91 54 44 92 63. Our counselors should go around. Move to the back, to the right, and to your left, and to the center. If you are raising up your hand, please, and you don't have the counselor around you, invite any one of them. There will be a special meeting, the lunch hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their lives to Jesus tomorrow here. By 3 p.m. at the classrooms behind the congregation now. Let's fill the forms very quickly. If you are done with counseling in any of your cluster, let the supervisor please signify by raising up the flag. And let's see that. And for the rest of us, we should be praying for a miracle. Tonight is your night of miracle. The power of God is going to touch and heal and deliver you. Keep praying and expecting, and your expectation shall not be cut short. There will be a special online bequest for all those watching online who gave their lives to Christ on Sunday, 4th September 2022. More details about this will be sent to you. And our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special bequest. Ondo Believers Bequest on Sunday, the same Sunday, 4th September 2022, at the Deeper Life Bible Church headquarters, Itala, and all the headquarters in all the regions and the state level all over. Time is 4 p.m. You must not miss it. I'm waiting for the flag from our supervisors. The man of God is ready. filled with the anointing of God to release the miracle power upon you. Just stay where you are and seek the face of the Lord. Have time to pray. Be expecting great things to come upon you tonight. If you have people that are having problems far away that are not here, you can connect with that person, standing for the person where you are, and that miracle will touch them over there. Tonight, a testimony is attached to your life. Double testimony, triple testimony. The blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear. Spectacular miracles are coming on your way. Get ready. Get ready. The man of God is coming with anointing and power. And I want our supervisors to please raise up their flags. Our Father in the Lord is already here. You are welcome, sir.
Everybody praise the Lord. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health, my health, my healing, my deliverance, my miracle, my dominion shall spring forth speedily. No delay. As you hear the amen after the prayer, no delay. Check up yourself. Your miracle is here today. Yeah. Identify where you have the sickness, the problem, the infirmity, the disease. Lay your hand there and raise up the other hand with the confidence, with the assurance that speedily your miracle is right there. Yeah. And after the final amen, you'll find out it has come. Yeah. Father, in Jesus' name, yeah, I thank you, Lord, for everyone here, everyone online, everyone over the radio, over the television. There's no blocking, there's no barrier between them and the miracle power of God. Lord, according to your promise, do it now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that every form of infirmity, of sickness, of disease, everything vanish away right now in Jesus' name. From the top of the head to the tip of the toe. Internal, external, everywhere. Lord, I pray your touch, healing virtue will come upon everyone, and you perform the miracle of healing, deliverance, dominion in every life now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that mental problem instantaneously now vanish away in Jesus' name. Blind eyes be opened and see clearly in Jesus' name. Goiter, hunchback, elephantiasis, hernia, fibroid, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Breathing problem, respiratory problem, I pray, Lord, touch them, clear their lungs of that fluid, and make them, Lord, completely whole, completely well right now in Jesus' name. So-called incurable disease, ulcer, cancer, lungs problem, and the problem in the liver, in the kidney, the touch of the Lord come upon you right now. Speedily, speedily, immediately receive your healing in Jesus' name. Pile an issue of blood, either from the anus of blood, from the mouth of blood, from the nose of blood, from anyone, dry up now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that those who have deafness, dumbness, touch them now. You are the creator of all people and you can do it with your miracle creative power. Lord, I pray, open their ears, open and loose their tongues, set them free in Jesus' name. And also a problem with motion, problem with standing, problem with walking, arthritis and stroke and paralysis, lameness, whatever, broken bones. Lord, touch them now, heal them in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that everywhere in front of me, everyone without exception, everyone online, everyone, everywhere, your healing, your deliverance, your health, spring forth speedily right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I know at the mention of the name of Jesus, it is done. The healing has come. The deliverance has come. The miracle has come. Lord, confirm it for everyone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.